Hola.
Aló. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir? Am I speaking with James Martinez?
Yeah.
Awesome. My name is Tony. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Now, this interview will only take a few minutes. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, sir? Are you under 18?
No, I'm like 40, mid-40s. What's this about, Laura?
This is a survey? It's a survey, sir. It's not that long. It's very brief.
Now, let's get it. I'm mid-40.
The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Latino.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah.
There was an election in Ohio on November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
It's still a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election?
I've voted every year, every chance I've gotten since I was 18.
So very likely, correct?
Yes.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
I think our economic woes.
So jobs and the economy?
Yep.
When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election, on election day, a few days before the election?
When I turned 18. I knew I was going to vote in all of them.
Okay. So months before the election, right? Okay. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Issue two was pretty important. Is it issue two? Well, issue one. Issue one? No, issue two. Which one's the one with the choices for medical?
Actually, we're going to get into that, as a matter of fact, okay? Here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including, but not limited to, decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility, miscarriage, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes for issue one?
No.
Or no for issue one?
No.
No.
I voted no. I think it needed rewritten. I think it needed rewritten.
It needed rewritten.
It's okay, for you know, somebody who is of knowledge and of age of 16, 17, 18, years of age who understand the repercussions of what they're doing should go ahead and make them choices. But when they said they're going to basically allow younger than that to go ahead and make their choices without parental being you know, notified or whatever, being told of what's about to happen, yeah, that's where I think it needed rewritten.
Okay, so...
And it passed anyway, but I mean, not like my vote should have mattered, but...
Okay. About underage responsibility, correct?
Yeah, like people who are just unaware of what their decisions today are really meaning for a lifetime.
Okay, so they needed to be...
To notify the parents for ages between under 16.
To include parents' input on...
Almost a signature. They need a signature to sign it off, I think.
People, yeah.
You're going to do some of that stuff. You need a parent's signature, yeah. Yep.
All right. I got it. And you said that you voted no on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day?
A week before.
Okay. So a few weeks
before. I printed out the actual verbiage and read it.
Now let me read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, like in YouTube, Spanish language, online digital ads and videos, social media, like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups.
English for... pretty much all of them. I mean, nobody came to my door because if they did, I wouldn't answer it. I don't know them. But English for all of it. I think Spanish, TV ads, social media ads, family. YouTube, stuff like that. You know what I mean? I didn't hear much of the radio, but I don't listen to... I don't listen to the car radio in Spanish much because we only got one radio station around here in Spanish.
Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, or elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers.
I would say... women with experience of the abortion and medical, those two.
Okay.
I can't trust every medical person because, you know, sometimes we're getting paid behind doors to complete, you know, things that they're completing. But, you know, if a female's going through it, I would take her advice about it. Doesn't mean that I agree with their choice. I would take her advice because I put their experience.
Okay.
Yeah, now, I mean, I've been through it before.
Remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No, just what I read. I don't really take others' opinion as my opinion, so I had to print out the verbiage itself and read it myself.
Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
I didn't really make up my mind until a week before, so, I mean, that was my first decision, and that's about it.
So you will say no, correct?
But no. No, yep, no. Once I made my decision, I was done.
Okay. So the reason why, that would be because you made your decision 1 week prior to the election, correct?
Yep.
Made my decision. Okay, my decision 1 week prior to the election. Okay. Awesome. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
Nope.
And why?
Because I think that it's a right that you should go ahead and take advantage of and protect.
Okay, so it's a right issue, okay, to
it's to American take advantage. Right that you get, that everybody gets that right.
Because it's a right that we get, correct?
Yep.
We get. Okay. Let me read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me or let me know.
All right, I don't know if this is going to mess things up, but I just got home, so I'm going to end up hanging up here. But you have a good afternoon. Glad I could contribute.
The last part of it. All right.